Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we try to answer your queries, your issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children, and the answers are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family. Well, today we have the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Naqvi, who is a faculty member at Al Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, we have been discussing some of the important things that parents can do to encourage their children to be at community service, to be generous, to be helping the needy. And we want something else to be taught to the teenagers, and that is Islamic art. Yes. So, Professor, how can parents introduce their children to Islamic art and architecture?
Yes, thank you very much. Of course, when it comes to art and when it comes to any of these these human skills and human crafts which are related to that sense of the aesthetic sense that is there in all human
right.
beings. This has to be developed. This has to be given an opportunity to become to develop and become stronger. But it is if it is channelized into a specific direction, then it becomes more beautiful.
More
it becomes
beautiful.
Especially when it becomes it relates to Islamic thought and Islamic. The Islamic thought and Islamic values and Islamic practices, when it comes together with that, then its beauty, the beauty in those things becomes more, it becomes more apparent and it becomes more vitalized.
Right.
So, I mean, yes, art in any form is a manifestation of that aesthetic sense in human beings.
Right.
And it should be developed. It should be given an opportunity. It may be in the form of painting. It may be in the form of sculpture. It may be in the form of architecture. It may be in the form of embroidery.
Calligraphy.
It can be in the form of carpet weaving and so many things. So these arts and crafts which are there in the whole world, in many manifestations, it is something which is comes out of human nature. It is a part of human nature that a human being, as he or she, as a human being, wants to go after good things. He or she wants to go after beautiful things.
Right.
And this beauty is manifested and shows itself in the form of art forms. So it can be calligraphy, it can be as I said, carpeting, painting, whatever. So if it is centered around these issues of which bring out the Islamic faith, and they express Islamic faith, Islamic thing. We can't say art is Islamic or not Islamic. Art is art.
Art is art.
Art is art. Painting, craftsmanship. These fine arts, as they are called, classical arts, fine arts, they are art. You can't say something art is Islamic or something is not Islamic. But if the theme around which they are developed is of the theme and the thought and the ideas and the values which have been expressed, then that can be called Islamic.
Okay.
For example, when you talk about architecture, when you talk about living in a house, what type of house does Islam envisage? is living in the flat something which is good for according to Islam, or we should be living in independent villa type homes. So these are all manifestations of the various Islam, the thought process that Islam evolves in human beings.
Right.
So if that is expressed in the form of architecture, in the form of the designs that we carry out in our architecture, it becomes, takes an Islamic color.
Right.
This has to be developed. So number one, the training and the upbringing of our children in a way that that aesthetic sense comes out, the potential which is there, it is actualized. It can take many forms. It can take many types. It can become of many types.
Right.
But the important thing is then it is that we need to channelize it in such a way that art pieces are coming out which reflect Islam,
right,
which reflect Islamic values.
Right.
Especially they don't go against them.
Exactly. We'll discuss more with you, Professor, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Akavi discussing how important it is for parents to encourage the teenagers towards Islamic art.
So, yes, even, for example, one of the art forms or one of the forms that is music. Now, many people, teenagers nowadays, they want to, you know, even older people, they are very much influenced by music. Now, music is an art form. It
right.
is a form of the, it is an expression of that aesthetic sense which is there in us. So we can't suppress that. We cannot completely, you know, say that our life is devoid of music.
Right.
No, it can't be. It is a part of our lives, but it has to be channelized into the right direction.
Right.
Music, of course, in the general sense, when we recite the Quran in a beautiful way, in a melodious way, that is also musical. That has music in it. This music of the Quran is unique form when the recitation is done in a way that is has been emphasized, that has been shown.
The
that
surahs
has been
in itself have rhythm.
Yes, so that is not, it is also a sort of music. Or when we recite the a noha or maybe a marathiya. So the lyrics themselves are a form of art.
Right.
And when they are recited in a melodious way, in a particular, that becomes musical.
Right.
There's a melody in it. So all of these expressions.
So parents should not be suppressing their teenager.
They shouldn't be doing that. They should be channelizing it. Number one, the general rules, any art form which goes against the explicit commands of Allah Almighty, they should be refrained from. For example, your child wants to make a painting of a nude figure. So that is not, you know, Islam doesn't like that.
Right, recommended.
That's not recommended. That's not. Or a musical song which is the lyrics are not nice, which are bad lyrics. Or the rhythm is not according to the, it's against, it arouses in us feelings which are lowly feelings.
Right.
Or it motivates us to do wrong things.
Okay.
Yes, you have, for example, music, you have war music. Maybe the national anthem of a country.
Right.
So these things, they are good. They motivate you to carry out good deeds for your country, for your people. They're all right, but they shouldn't be in a way that is typical to some gathering which are carrying out wrong deeds.
Right.
So, I mean, we need to teach our children to carry out such arts and perform those arts which are, number one, go against the Islamic teachings and values. And number two, more than that, they even even express those feelings and thoughts and values.
Right.
So especially after this revolution in the Islamic Republic of Iran, we see that the art forms which are taking place, the paintings, the designs, they are expressing those Islamic values, those Islamic thoughts.
Exactly.
The revolution has given a great impetus to the development of art in, in Iran.
Professor, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, Honor your children and teach them good manners.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Naqvi discussing the importance of Islamic art that should be inculcated in our children. Professor, we're talking about the Islamic art, which is widespread in the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Yes, so we, for example, we see when we talk about the 8 years of the war that took place, the war that was imposed upon the, Iran by Iraq and with the support of the imperial powers.
Right.
So now you see that we have so many, films are being made. Of course, there's a lot to be done. But you see the paintings and the art forms that express the spirit behind that effort that took place in the war in the defense of Islam and the defense of Iran, the Islamic Republic of Iran. Those caused a great a lot of people came in and they started making paintings. And started to write novels and books and for example, lyrics and songs were started. The revolution itself, when it was coming into what was becoming successful, there were so many of these national songs and national anthems that created that motivation for the public. So at the wartime, it took up on a special way. In other ways also, when it comes to the progress that is being made in different aspects of Islam, of the Islamic Republic, in education, in science and technology, all
apart
of them
from,
give rise to different forms of art, are given.
Right. I had just been recently in a film festival here in Iran, and it was so amazing. A nine-year-old girl won that festival who had made a film on resistance. And I was amazed how she could do that. And she had captured her old movies through a mobile phone. So even our children, especially teens, who are interested in filmmaking and documentary making, should not be discouraged by the fact that they don't have a good camera, they don't have DSLRs, and they don't have enough finance to do it. This nine-year-old in itself was an example for like so many people out there. And it was the 17th film festival where I saw this nine-year-old girl winning the award.
Yes, so this is, again, a form of education for our children. They themselves, when they start getting involved in these issues and the art forms that they can produce, the design, especially nowadays, people are working on the computer and in the virtual world and designing and making
graphics,
motion films and videos, and so many things are there. This is a great opportunity for the expression of that, you know, feeling of beauty and aesthetics that are inside us. But again, they should be channelized into issues which pertain to Islam, to religion, to the revolution, to the to resistance, to human issues. These are things which we need our children to, you know, work upon.
Okay.
And if that is opportunity is provided, they come up with things which may be something new, something, you know, some innovative things, which we might not be able to think of. So, I mean, there's a great deal of opportunity today in society to make our children grow up in a society which is thinking for the future, which is moving towards the future. For example, if our children are made to realize what is going to come with the advent of the Imam Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, they will start thinking of things which we cannot maybe think of.
Right.
So we need our children to come up with these ideas and with these thoughts. So we need to give them those directions, those
particular
teachings,
direction,
and then give them freedom to, you know, express themselves.
Right. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us and for that beautiful discussion. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIP English Radio. Until another episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way.